This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Sunday edition of the program. You, as always, are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, and those are available to you. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, you can join those over at discord.lrn.fm. And again, the point of the show here is you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up tonight, Richie, you're going to be telling us about, and by the way, it's Ian, Richie, and Melanie. Richie, you're going to be telling us about a family who wanted to bring back their dead daughter.
It sounds a little cruel, and it was a little bizarre. So I have two stories related to it.
Yeah.
And the first one, I was prepared. It was earlier in the week. And it was, they were going to do prayer and chanting and, you know, all, a whole bunch of religious tropes to bring their daughter back to life after she had passed. And the update to the article, which is why I wanted, it has to go in a package deal, is apparently they were unsuccessful.
So, shocking.
Shocking.
So we will get into that story. I didn't know if they wanted a zombie daughter or to really bring their daughter back, but we'll find out more about that coming up here.
I heard there's a pet cemetery somewhere in Maine that you can make that stuff happen.
In a little bit. So that's on the way. Plus, Melanie will be sharing with us a story about a police raid on a home that didn't contain the man that they were looking for. In fact, no home could have contained the man because he was being contained in a jail cell at the time that the raid happened. And I've heard about this story, but we didn't get to it on the air. I think another one of our hosts had this in their show prep as well. So we can talk about all that stuff and more. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, again, the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, we'll, you know, again, you can bring up anything you want. The NSA is back in the news. RT has the story. That's Russia Today. The National Security Agency can gather data of U.S. citizens without a warrant, as long as it gathers the data by mistake.
Shocking.
According to a court ruling, this, according to the story, suits the agency just fine, according to whistleblower William Binney. The NSA is permitted to gather data on U.S. citizens abroad or, quote, foreign-connected Americans at home. The dragnet surveillance operation necessary to gather this information also just happens to suck up data on millions of Americans with no foreign contacts. And a process that critics say is unconstitutional. But then again, who really pays attention to that thing anyway? The Wednesday court ruling from the Second Court of Appeals in New York declared that this, what they call, incidental collection. You know, we're not trying to collect all this information, but, you know, it just happens.
I mean, I know sometimes I accidentally wiretap people's phones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's more like they kick in your door looking for guns. They see the drugs off to the side, and all of a sudden, you got double charges.
So
there for that.
They say that this is permissible. The NSA has maintained that it is incapable of separating properly and improperly gathered data.
Well, then they shouldn't gather it, right?
But there's bad guys in the world.
That's okay.
You think it's okay? There's bad guys? Shouldn't the government be protecting you from bad guys?
Well, the way the government would protect me from bad guys would be to stop governmenting.
Meaning the government are the bad guys, yes. Right?
It's along the lines of, like, the American system, allegedly, right, is set up because better see a guilty man go free than an innocent man put in jail, right? Is that at least a fair statement? Are there people that still agree with that where, yeah, we want...
I would hope so.
Where we want a system where, yes, we do get the bad guys, but better to let some of those slide through the cracks than have innocent men put away. And there's enough stories of, you know, DNA evidence coming forward or people being released after 30 years because they found it or they found the evidence that proved their innocence or they went back to trial. Like, that shouldn't happen at all. Those are the ones that should have been freed from the beginning, you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt or preponderance of the evidence.
Right.
And more of those should be allowed.
So if you want to join the show, you're welcome to do that. There's a comment here from the whistleblower, who's a former NSA technical director, William Binney. He says, they've been lying to the courts all along. They've had the capability to sort that stuff out. It's just they don't want to.
I bet it's time-consuming.
This gives them power over everyone, the ability to look into political opponents, for instance, like they did with President Trump, he said. While the court ruling gives the NSA free rein to suck up data on Americans' phone and internet communications, it did not authorize the U.S.'s other intelligence and law enforcement agencies to dig through the data. However, according to the FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, court ruling issued last year, the FBI accessed this data trove some 3.1 million times in 2017. So in just 1 year, the FBI accessed this data that they're not allowed to supposedly access 3+ million times. The agents did so without proper warrants and on persons that were unrelated to ongoing criminal cases, which is explicitly forbidden by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But, you know, who reads those things anyway?
Well, you have to put a FISA request in, right, to get the details about mm-hmm. who did it. Then you got to go through that rigmarole just to catch them.
Why do all that when you can just look it up yourself?
I don't know.
And in one case, the FBI illegally accessed the data of a suspect before seeking a warrant to spy on them legally. And remember, these are just the cases you find out about. So how many other times are they using these things illegally? Probably of those 3 million times, all of them were apparently illegal. But how many of them were they just doing a research on, you know, their girlfriend or their husband or whatever, right? Like just trying to find, dig up information for personal purposes simply because the data's there at their fingertips. Oh, well, let's find out who it was that my ex called this week.
It's very tempting to do stuff like that. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Right, and they've got the power, and they have the access.
When is that a question, like, in your life, should I hack into my girl? Like,
well, they're not hacking in, but they have access to it. Okay.
They have the data.
No, but you said that's very tempting. Like, you have personal knowledge of the temptation level of this kind of thing.
I think it's been long enough. I will share a little bit with you then.
Oh, really?
So, and hopefully my wife isn't listening, and it's been a long time since. So, when I was in college, I worked in the registrar's office, which means I had access to, like, student data, student files, and also, like, class schedules.
Mm-hmm.
There was a really cute girl that was, like, around the same age as me, man.
Yep.
And you can best be sure that I was in at least two of her classes every semester.
Because you knew which classes she was taking?
Because I knew what classes she was
taking. How long did it take you to graduate? Take classes for another person's major?
No, I didn't take... No, it was the overlapping classes. Yeah.
Okay.
I graduated.
Did you ever get a date with her?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. It was a good plan, though.
It was a good plan. So I can understand the temptation of what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Wednesday's court ruling concerned a man named Agron Hasbajarami, a U.S. permanent resident who was arrested en route to Turkey in 2011. The government claimed that Hasbajarami was traveling to Pakistan to join a terrorist organization. Hasbajarami, however, claims the government illegally accessed NSA data to build its case against him. The court did not issue a ruling on the data access, instead punting the decision back down to a lower court to examine the Fourth Amendment implications. Hasbajarami's case is rare in that he was informed that the evidence against him was collected by the NSA. Defendants are usually kept in the dark when clandestine agencies do the investigating. According to the whistleblower at the NSA, former NSA agent, Binney said, quote, the CIA, FBI, DEA, and other law enforcement people have access to that data to search for common crime within the United States, and they use it against U.S. citizens in criminal courts without telling anyone in the court or anyone else in the court, according to attorneys.
This kind of came up last week with, like, Google searches, not searches, but Google location data. Right where some police organization said, like, well, we know the crime was committed around here. We want data for everyone who was in that area,
mm-hmm.
right? We want names and addresses and whatever Google provides, you know, just because that's the only evidence they had to go on. Mm. And that was a big deal because, well, if you got an Android phone or Google Apps on your smart device or whatever, you could be wrapped up in this search even though you're not even a suspect at all. And then your data is then shared with the police organization. So it's not just NSA.
Did Google share that data by consent?
Yeah, I believe so. That was
under a court order.
I don't think they were under court order. I could double check. But yeah. It was, they got the information is the basis of that.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Coming up, can you resurrect your two-year-old daughter with just some prayers? That's what we're going to talk about coming up here in a moment. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's the live Sunday edition of the program, and joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is a website that is a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. Now, that makes it pretty special. Plus, you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. But the most important thing about local.bitcoin.com is there's no ID requirement to sign up for the site. You can easily trade with people all around the planet. It's a pretty sweet website. You can go to check it out over at local.bitcoin.com. And again, no ID required. Plus, all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted there. That's local.bitcoin.com. As we continue, coming up, we can talk about addiction to video games and tobacco.
Nonsense.
I've got stories about that. But first, we're going to get into, and plus the police raid on a man who was already in jail. Melanie has that story, but first we're going to talk about resurrection. Since it's Christmas week here, you know,
why not?
A lot of religious Christian folks are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, who ultimately, supposedly, you know, died and was resurrected. And apparently a religious family somewhere, you've got the story here.
Redding, California.
They believed that they could have somehow their daughter, 2 years old, I think?
Yes. Yeah. I think so.
Who passed away for some horrible reason, I'm sure.
Just stopped breathing.
That's horrible. Yep. And they believed that they could bring her back. You're going to tell us about that coming up. But first, let's go to the phones where we have Elijah. He's watching on YouTube. And you're in Arizona. Go ahead, Elijah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. You're on the air.
That's wonderful. You know, I've been a long-time listener to Free Talk Live, and you know, today I just want to talk about the, you know, our president, you know.
He's your president? Because, I mean, I don't want any presidents, honestly.
I have a sole proprietorship, so there's no presidents.
But, you know, depends on how you look at it.
I'll look at it like he's not my president.
Yeah, I don't have any presidents. I'm not interested in having presidents. But go ahead. Talk about the man that's sitting in the Oval Office.
Right, about him. So what are your guys' thoughts about Nancy Pelosi not sending the impeachment to the Senate?
It's an interesting precedent.
What does that mean?
Okay, so it's an interesting thing. The impeachment process is the House votes for impeachment, and then the articles of impeachment are like handed over to the Senate so that the trial can begin to remove him from office.
That's what I've heard now. What's right. going on now?
So Nancy Pelosi, after the vote, has decided that we're not going to take the articles of impeachment over to the Senate yet. She wants to be guaranteed a fair trial or to be seen as though she's going to get a fair trial when she presents these articles. So now there's legal scholars weighing in from both sides trying to decide whether or not the vote constitutes an impeachment, or if she needs to deliver those articles to the Senate before Trump is actually impeached. And since it's never happened before,
they don't really know,
because it's supposed to be it's one block of the protocol. House of Representatives takes a vote,
which they did,
and delivers it to the Senate for trial. And
but they haven't done that.
But they haven't done that part yet, and she's threatening to withhold it until she's certain that she can get a fair trial in the Senate.
Yeah, that's an interesting situation there, Elijah.
Fascinating.
What do you think about it?
I mean, personally, I think it's just kind of I feel like I kind of expected her to, you know, not send this, because I think that Nancy Pelosi kind of understands, but the Senate's filled with Republicans, and at the end of the day, they're not going to impeach Donald Trump, I don't think. I think they're definitely going to be
Well, they're not going to remove him from office, and that's part of the debate, right? He has been impeached, according to certain people, and according to others, he has not been impeached until that's turned over to the Senate. But if she turns it over to the Senate, then he's definitely impeached.
But she has to eventually turn it over if she wants him to be removed from office.
Well, if she wants him to be removed from office, but knowing that he's likely not going to be removed because the Senate is majority Republican and you need 2/3 there to remove him from office, it might just be we voted for the impeachment. She never turns it over, so she doesn't have to look bad. And she can continually tout the idea that they were the ones who impeached Donald Trump.
But yet others will say the impeachment never happened because they never completed the process.
Right. And there's no precedent for this.
So one side
The Supreme Court is not going to touch this. So whatever she decides to do or not do is what's going to happen.
It's basically one side saying, uh-huh, and the other side saying, nuh-uh.
Right. But history is written by the winners, right? So in 20,
so
30 years from
one?
Now, I don't know.
I don't know if you guys heard, but apparently she's thinking about doing that thing where, like, you know, she invites, like, Trump to, like, a dinner party or whatever. Like, people think that she's going to just, like, kill him or something. I'd love to see Nancy Pelosi be in a sex tape with Donald Trump and just fuck each other on
Trump should send somebody in to, like, steal the vote papers that need to go over the Senate and then surreptitiously deliver it so he can get his trial that he knows he's going to win. Watergate thing.
Is someone else allowed to do it besides the...
I think it just has to get there.
Speaker?
I don't know. It just has to get there. Some other scholars will say, well, it's already posted to the House of Representatives record, and the Senate has access to those records, so they could pull it any time and take her out of the equation. So it's an interesting predicament. Fascinating for me, just, you know, I'm not really a politico, but
yeah.
This is interesting stuff.
You knew a lot more about it than I did, that's for sure.
Because it's fascinating to me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't vote, I don't play in politics, I don't, you know, run for candidacies, but I go like...
Strange. You got a strange hobby, man.
There's a lot of things in Congress that allow people to just kind of act like toddlers.
Yeah, sure.
At least from one perspective, because at the same time, it's like, okay, well, somebody
wants
to...
You say this because you have,
like,
a toddler now, and you know.
Well, not... No.
Not quite a toddler.
He's 3 months old.
How old do you have to be a toddler?
You've got
to
be able to toddle.
Oh, okay. See, I don't pay attention to these things.
So, it depends on you. I guess that's debatable, because from one perspective, yes, that's what it is. But then from another perspective, if somebody walked up to you and was like, all right, we'll repeal 100 laws if you just walk up to this microphone and refuse to stop talking for 3 days, I'd be like, okay. I mean... Mm-hmm. So stuff like that that's written into the rules, I don't know if it's intentionally or unintentionally, but there's a lot of things of that nature, however you want to describe that, that just allow Congress to win battles for really silly reasons.
Yeah, I mean, and so nobody's ever done this before. Nobody ever really considered what might happen with
this
situation.
That's part of it. What happens if she doesn't turn it over? Nobody knows.
Right.
There's no rules for it, and it's never happened.
There's no punishment if she doesn't.
There's no punishment if she doesn't.
That's not, you know, prescribed by the law, so therefore there is no punishment. It has to be written down in order for there to be a punishment, so... Very interesting. I guess we'll see where, if anywhere, that goes over time. And if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here on our live Sunday edition.
It will set the legal precedent going forward should this happen again.
Sure.
And I think one of the fears that people have regarding the impeachment proceedings, and I'm kind of excited for it, right, is this: the way that this has gone down turns the impeachment proceedings into a political weapon.
That's what they always were.
Not necessarily. Like, I don't think it's written as a political
weapon. Well, as of now, it's not going to be anything else.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what it was against Clinton, and that's what it was against Trump. So, like, at least in my lifetime, that's all it's ever been.
Okay.
It's a political weapon. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And now both sides will get to claim victory, and they'll just move right on ahead into the election. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556. Or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting that the Democrats have no case after a new demand for impeachment testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says an email from a White House aide is shedding light on President Trump's request for Ukraine's leader to investigate the Bidens.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush hush. What more do you need to request a witness?
But Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham says Democrats' feelings about the president are out of control.
Democrats hate him so much, they don't love anything constitutional anymore. All the rules have been thrown in a ditch to get Trump, from the way they impeached him to now denying his day in court.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're doing the live Sunday edition. Open phones, as always, tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Plus, I do want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. It is my favorite cryptocurrency wallet. It's the one that I use more than any other, and I just used it tonight, as a matter of fact, to purchase my dinner at a local shop where they, you know, we have our libertarian meetup every week here in Keene. And I use Edge Wallet multiple times every week in real life because it's really a great wallet. Go to edge.app to learn more about it. You can secure your freedom with buying, selling, trading, and securely holding cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin BTC or Dash or Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and others. They've been building wallets since 2014. It's a veteran team. They know what they're doing. iOS and Android mobile wallets are available. Go to edge.app to learn more, or just go to your Google or Apple App Store, and you can just download it right there and get started with Edge Wallet. As we jump into a bizarre-sounding story, Richie, that you brought in here tonight about a little girl who sadly died at age 2, and apparently her parents wanted to bring her back to life.
Through Christ, all things are possible.
That's what they believed, at least. Right. Tell us what happened here.
So I originally pulled this as, like, you know, because I try to come up with little bizarre things that may not get covered throughout the week. on this show. And then today I got the updated story, which makes it a little bit more somber in my mind. But after the sudden death of their daughter last week, and I believe the original story was from the 18th, so Wednesday, so a couple weeks ago now,
mm-hmm.
the family took the unusual steps of enlisting others at a California megachurch to attempt to bring the child back to life.
So you need a megachurch, so there's more prayers.
Right, prayers.
There's more prayers.
Praise.
God only cares. God cares more if more people pray. I guess that's the idea, right?
Of course. You amplify your voice if more of you are praying for
someone. It goes to show that, you know, people cared about this little girl, so he should bring her back from the dead.
And they believe that it's possible. So since Saturday, members of the Bethel Church in Reading have been using prayer, music, and singing in their efforts. Andrew and Callie Heigenthal's two-year-old daughter, Olive Elaine, died early Friday morning. This is Friday the 13th, I guess, after she stopped breathing. One Instagram post about Olive had more than 250,000 views within 6 hours Tuesday. The family called 911. Medics attempted to revive the child at home and at the hospital, where she was declared dead.
See, if the medics had just prayed over her instead, then she could have come
Maybe.
Back. Because the time would have been shorter, and so the prayer would have been more effective then.
Absolutely. And the closer you are, you know, of course, take her to the chapel in the hospital instead.
I'm just making crap up, by the way. I don't know what these people actually believe about prayer, but it could be stuff like that.
Well, it'll get into it, but they absolutely believe that resurrection is possible.
Really?
You know, they believe it.
Without evidence.
Well, as evidenced in the Bible.
Most people believe
stories.
Things without evidence.
Yeah.
Religious or not.
Yeah, I don't think you can use the Bible as real evidence. It's just a storybook.
To them, it's real, though.
Yeah.
Like that's why it's a little bizarre, right? When I bring the story, I go like, it's bizarre. We kind of make fun. But mm-hmm. the fact that they were wrong and we all knew that up front makes it a little bit more somber. It's sad. You're right.
It's also sad that people, you know, share their delusion. So, you know, it would be one thing if they were just unusual and they believed that they could, you know, bring their daughter back from the dead. But to have a group of other people share the delusion and go
right.
along with this plan instead of talking to them and saying, hey, look, sorry about what happened, but unfortunately that's, you know, she's in the freezer over at the morgue right now or whatever. It's just not going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of putting it on the people who were sane at the time to be like, okay, we're not going to take your money for this ridiculous service. We're not going to, like, pretend like we can undo this.
Did they pay for this service, or was this just asking for help?
Yeah, just asking for help.
Yeah, okay.
So the whole thoughts and prayers thing, again, amplified.
I was just looking up I was curious as to what the denomination was here of this Bethel Church. According to, there's a whole Wikipedia article about it, in Redding, California, it is a non-denominational, charismatic megachurch. And I don't know what that means. Charismatic movement is an international trend of historically mainstream Christian congregations adopting beliefs and practices similar to Pentecostalism. So aren't those the people that talk in tongues?
That I don't
Pentecostalists?
I don't know enough about that. I wish Mark were here.
Yeah, Mark would know.
But they it gets into the article later. It's not a shared belief amongst the average Christian community. It's kind of specific to, you know, I guess their denomination. And this specific megachurch.
We don't need, Mark, according to the article here at Wikipedia, Pentecostals do speak in tongues.
There you go.
Have you ever seen them do this stuff before?
I've seen the one where the guy's like looking at his phone and like loses his place while
he's
speaking
in
tongues.
Yeah, that was hilarious. So,
but
sorry,
I've been to a Lutheran church and Catholic church all my life.
Nobody's spoken tongues.
No one's spoken tongues.
Okay.
On Saturday, the child's parents asked that friends, family, and others from the church gather to pray for the miracle of resurrection, the basis for which is modeled by Jesus in the New Testament and the Bible.
I wonder if they had the corpse of the daughter in the room. Where was this child?
She was taken to the coroner's office.
So she was already gone from their possession at
dead,
this time.
Declared dead at the hospital, taken to the coroner's office,
right.
And they're in church praying for the resurrection.
Got it. Okay.
Bethel Church believes in the stories of healing and physical resurrection found in the Bible, Matthew 10, verse 8. And the miracles that portray are possible today. This is from the statement from the Bethel church leaders. Kaylee Heigenthal, a Bethel music singer and songwriter, also posted her beliefs on a GoFundMe page set up for the family over the weekend. As of Tuesday evening, it has raised more than $36,000.
Wow.
I think the new article said it was up to $57,000 plus and some change.
So and what is it for exactly? Like, what was the goal of the GoFundMe? What were they trying to accomplish?
I don't know what the goal of the original GoFundMe was, but now it's going to be towards
funeral expenses. Yeah. Okay, that's a pretty fancy funeral.
Funerals are expensive.
I mean, I don't know. I've never actually had to hire anybody for a funeral, so I don't really know how expensive they are. But $50,000?
Probably. Okay, so
they probably need $50,000 in therapy.
Maybe
therapy or drugs, whatever route you're going to go down.
We believe in a Jesus who died and conclusively defeated every grave, holding the key to resurrection power. We need it for our little Olive Elaine, who stopped breathing yesterday and who has been pronounced dead by doctors, Kaylee Heigenthal wrote.
Those darn doctors.
We are asking, they don't blame the doctors at all. Okay. Right? Okay. Just to be clear, it's not those darn doctors. They're saying, well, she died.
Yeah.
And we believe in resurrection, so let's see if God
We're going to prove those doctors wrong. Right. We're going to reverse this thing.
And I don't even think it would be proving doctors wrong. It would be proving their belief right. Right?
I suspect they still have the belief, even though they were proven false.
Almost guaranteed.
In this case, yeah.
We're asking for a bold, unified prayer from the global church to stand with us in belief that he will raise this little girl back to life. Her time here is not done, and it is our time to believe boldly, with confidence, wield what King Jesus paid for. It is time for her to come back to life, she wrote.
Have they tried this before? I just have to wonder, is this the first time this church supposedly has these beliefs? That's what they were saying, that this is one of the tenets of the Pentecostalist non-denominational church, charismatic megachurch in Redding, California, that they supposedly believe this is possible. How many other times have they gone through this rigmarole? How many other dead children, dead family members have they decided, nope, it's not their time, we're going to ask for this child to be raised from the dead? Or was this the first time they ever tried this?
Not in the article, but I would assume if they believe it, it may have come up before. The weird thing is, right, like the resurrection theory is that there are some diseases or medical conditions where the body appears to be dead, right? Hmm. And they're like, back in like the 1800s and long time ago before medical science caught up, right? People were buried alive because they had,
a condition.
They had a condition, right, that presumed them to be dead.
Maybe, and then you see the grave and there's
scratch marks or
whatever.
Yes. So, knowing that history of resurrection, it's not unbelievable to believe in resurrection if you don't.
Right, because at the time they would ascribe somebody being resurrected without understanding that there was a scientific reason that it appeared as though they were resurrected.
And now science has caught up, and now but the belief still remains.
The toll-free number, there's more to the story, yes. We'll get into that here, and if you want to share your thoughts on this, have you ever been a part of one of these churches? Because, I've heard of some crazy Christian beliefs before, but I gotta say, I've never heard of this one. Wow, this is Free Talk Live. You learn something new every night.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
So I'd asked before, like, what this church, this Redding, California-based, so-called non-denominational, charismatic, Pentecostal group, a mega church as they are described, with as many as 9,000 attendees per week, according to the Wikipedia story. I asked that question because the story we're talking about is about a 2-year-old child who died.
Yeah.
And the parents decided that they wanted to have their church friends pray to resurrect this girl. And I asked myself, well, you know, this church has obviously been around for a little while. It's a mega church. You know, you don't grow into a mega church overnight. So, like, how long have they been trying this resurrection thing that they did here? And, you know, the article doesn't go into that that you're sharing from. And by the way, what's the source on this story?
You USA Today.
USA Today. But the Wikipedia story actually does have a little bit of history on the church here. According to this, they talk about it's like who the head pastors are of this church. Somebody named Bill Johnson took over in 1996. Bethel has received criticism in both the local community and by other Christian organizations for their beliefs, practices, usage of church funds, and activities at the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. People associated with Bethel, including Johnson, have made many statements about miracles and healing, including gold dust appearing in the auditorium and people being brought back from the dead. In 2008, a man fell down a 200-foot cliff in Redding after drinking with a group at the top. The two others that were with him, including one student at the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, believed he was dead and tried to find him for 6 hours in order to faith heal him back to life rather than calling the police. The man survived but was paralyzed from the fall and later unsuccessfully sued one of the students. The incident is often brought up as criticism of the church's teachings, which include that believers may raise people from the dead with prayer.
Ah, but if he did not pray for that gentleman, right, he may have died. If he went to call 911 and got help and came back, they may have found a dead body.
This is what they would tell themselves.
This is what they would tell themselves.
The church garnered criticism for a practice termed grave soaking. Among students at the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, the students laid on the graves of deceased revivalists. So, I mean, I guess that's former church members. In the belief that they would absorb the deceased's anointing from God. The leadership of the church never endorsed the practice, but didn't immediately shut it down. In an interview, one of their leaders, Banning Liebscher, stated that the pastor and the rest of the leadership responded this way because Johnson, the pastor, doesn't want to shut down those that are really seeking and those that are really trying to press in for more of God. So they believed that they could acquire, through lying on people's graves, some sort of godly benefit from that.
It seems bizarre, but it also seems like what religious people would do.
Yeah, well, it is definitely a death cult.
Sure.
It seems to me. But so you had more to the story from USA Today on this. So this may be the first time where they actually had a, you know, at least a corpse that they could try to bring back to life.
Right. So the Heigenthal family said it's more common to view death as the next step in life. He said, quoting from 2 Corinthians, which we are confident, I say, and willing rather than to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. The Bible associates miracles of resurrection in reference to Jesus, either through his own or in bringing others back to life, said Blewett, who added that he and others at Simpson pray for the family during its time of grief. The public prayer gathering for resurrections are also apparently not a common occurrence at the church, said Aaron Tesoro, a spokesman for the church. So it's not It's not common in the Christian faith, maybe the Pentecostal and this church in Pacific, but the church saying it's also not part of their regular thing. So they, man,
well, you don't regularly have 2-year-olds dying.
Well, it doesn't have to be a 2-year-old. It's a 2-year-old in this case, right?
Well, but they believe that this wasn't in God's plan, which is unusual for a Christian to say, right? Like, normally, if a child is taken early, usually they can excuse that by saying, oh, well, it must have been part of God's plan.
Everything is part of God's plan.
And then they move on.
Right.
But in this case, they were saying that it wasn't part of God's plan. She shouldn't have died this early, and so they wanted to do prayer. Whereas if it was an elderly person, they probably would just accept that it was their time to go.
And most churches have figured out by now that their best bet is to not make falsifiable claims.
Yes.
Sure.
For obvious reasons. A few of them haven't got that memo yet.
Well, but there's always something they can say, right? Like, there's always some sort of excuse where they can just pawn off the reason why things didn't go their way.
For predicting the end of the world.
They always have that stuff. And it does retain the majority, the supermajority of their flock, because many of these people are not critical thinkers, and they want to be, you know, under the spell, so to speak.
All right. There are references to resurrection in the Bible, and we believe that with God, nothing is impossible, even things like resurrection. So there you go. Through him, all things are possible. Although at Bethel, this is the first public gathering of prayer for a resurrection that I've seen in over 10 years I've attended the church, Tesoro said. Church officials said they are doing more for the family than praying for the child to come back to life. As a church family, our hearts are with the Heigenthals, and we are both praying for Olive and walking with them through their deep grief and sorrow. See, and I think that's a good reason to be a part of a church or any community, right? It's a support system, a support mechanism that can be beneficial in difficult times. Any community. Bethel leadership.
Sure. I mean, it's good to have support in difficult times. I don't know if it's good to have delusional support. You know, I don't know if that actually
is beneficial.
Well, but
this part said they're just walking with them, you know, through their grief.
Yeah.
I think that's good, whether it comes from a church or any community outreach.
But if you're going along with the idea of praying to resurrect a 2-year-old, you're actually contributing to these people's, I don't know, you want to call it insanity or whatever, like this bizarre belief system, then you're actually not helping them.
Bethel leadership is committed to caring for and serving the Heigenthal family during the difficult times, the statement said. So then, right, so that's the original article, and I thought that was fun and bizarre until this morning I wake up and I'm perusing the news, and here we go with the update.
There's a new update, all right.
This one from, it was originally, I found it through a USA Today source, but from Reading.com. Hope for a girl's resurrection shifts to Bethel Memorial Service.
Okay.
So less than a week later, they've, you know, given up, time to move on.
To bury her.
Good, yes. While grieving continues for 2-year-old Olive Hagenthal, the family and Bethel are transitioning from praying for the girl's resurrection to focusing on a memorial service to celebrate the young girl's life. A Facebook post by the Bethel Church on Friday acknowledges an outpouring of prayer hasn't brought the girl back to life. To your point, Melanie, falsifiable claims. Right? They have to acknowledge that their method of resurrection didn't work.
And I presume they would just, you know, say, hey, we were wrong. Turns out God did want to kill this little girl.
Could be. Or, you know, something to that effect. I don't know if they would be so strong with the language. A press release from the church said the girl's parents, Andrew and Kaylee Hagenthal, are now planning the service.
Well, they could always blame it on Satan. That's always convenient.
Well,
scapegoat.
That's not a good scapegoat in this case, because if it were Satan, right, and then you prayed for God to reverse what Satan
had
done.
Yeah, then God should be able to overrule that.
Oh,
I've never heard a religious person, or at least a Christian, tell me that Satan was the one going around killing people.
Killing people, yeah.
Usually it's God killing babies.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And borne out with the statistics in the Bible. God kills way more people.
Well, I mean, God is kind of into that whole sacrificing children thing. Remember there was that story, was it, and I'm sorry, it's been a long time since I've been to church. Was it Moses who was going to kill his
son? No, Abraham is the one that's the... Abraham is the one that's the more commonly known story.
That's where he was about to
God
murder his son,
God backed out
right?
at the last minute.
Right, right.
Jephthah, though, I think is a better argument for that.
Is that another guy that was going to kill his... Or
that
did
was the
kill?
Guy who did kill his kid.
Purportedly to serve as God, right?
Yes.
Like, that's what God told them to do, was to kill their own children.
Because
that's what happened
God
with Abraham.
God took the deal.
Right? That's what happened with Abraham.
Abraham guy, like, walked up to Abraham... Well, not... Well, went up to Abraham and was like, kill your kid.
Kill your kid or else you
Jephthah
don't...
Jephthah yeah. made a deal that, and then ended up killing his kid.
Yeah.
Made a deal with God.
Bad stuff.
I've never read the Bible cover to cover.
Me neither.
Okay.
It's boring. It's
hard
to read.
I wouldn't say it's boring.
No?
Are you trying to read King James, though? Because that's not really in
know.
English.
Whatever Bible I ever picked up was boring to me. It was like
okay.
really
I,
long.
That is the, I would have many descriptors for the Bible. Boring is
no?
not one.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm bored because I can't understand it. How about that? Like, there's too many damn words that don't make any sense to me.
I think maybe. You're reading King James, and if you read an English one, you would find it more interesting.
Maybe you have to read it from the perspective of fantasy fiction as opposed to how you should live your life.
Maybe. If I'm ever back in jail, maybe I'll spend my time doing that. But there's all these other books to read, so like they're all way more interesting.
You got to watch your words, Ben. The Lord works in mysterious ways. He might find a way for you to read that Bible now.
That's why I read the Koran. I read the Koran while I was in jail.
All right. One thing from their Facebook page. We have sought a miracle from God to raise her from the dead. We realize this is out of the norm, but that's what a miracle is. It's outside the box and the nature of power. And then the co-workers,
$57,000. If there's more, we can continue. We definitely have more time for you if you want to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists. Held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit Anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. And it's a place you can send any business. And they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets.
So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.